This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and it's been a while. It really has. I have been sorely neglecting this podcast, and I apologize. It's been kind of an interesting moment. We haven't had any new episodes this year, and we're almost to March. I hope to rectify this issue as it continues through the year. So we're going to be doing bi-weekly podcasts in the meantime. At least until there's actual a lot of news to kind of go by. I don't feel that we're in the market right now to have a podcast weekly. Even though I'm enjoying recording these. I just don't want to put out filler content. And so waiting for pertinent things to kind of pop up is kind of more so what I'm doing at this point. So I don't know if anybody's really noticed. We had some news about figures at Toy Fair. And I'm not going to go completely in detail. There's a lot of stuff to cover with Toy Fair in that concern. But we do have some official Transformers Cyberverse images. So we have Optimus Prime with like a weird looking matrix of leadership. We get a full body look of his new design, which is kind of interesting. And we get Bumblebee, a like miniature Megatron. We get Starscream with some huge old rockets. So they explain that Toy Fair 2018, the scouts are Bumblebee, Grimlock, Megatron, Starscream, Warrior class, which is probably Deluxe, Bumblebee, Prime, Shockwave, Starscream, Ultra, Bumblebee, Grimlock, Starscream. Starscream seems to be, and Bumblebee seem to be like the main two that are on every level. And then Ultimate is Megatron and Optimus Prime. They look kind of interesting. I love how each version gets more in depth. Obviously the bigger ones are going to be more detailed and are a lot nicer to kind of look at. They've got some kind of weird combination looking designs, so I'm not entirely sure what I'm looking at on some of these, but they're very G1-esque in designs. All of them are. Bumblebee aside, Bumblebee's got more of his Transformers Prime aesthetic still mixed with some of the classic Bumblebee. But overall, I'm not hating it. I really am liking it. G1 Megatron has kind of a look, like if you mixed animated Megatron's head with G1 Megatron, you get this new amalgamation. Bumblebee, very similar. Prime, same thing. You get this nice mix. And then, of course, we get some of the Powers of the Primes images. You get, they sent out images and artwork. So you get Legends Clash, Battle Slash, Road Trap, Tailgate, Deluxe Class Moonracer, Nova Star, Voyager, Alita 1, Leader Class Evolution, Optimal, Optimus Primal, which I've seen the images for this. And it's kind of funny because Primal, in his beast form, does not transform to Monkey. He becomes the backpack that plugs into the Optimal Optimus. And so the shoulder cannons are a part of that as well. And you get Optimal Optimus out of it. And he gets to turn into the jet and the beast mode and the robot mode. And then Prime Masters, you get Megatronus with Bombers, Solus Prime with Octopunch, and Quintus Prime with Bludgeon. So I'm very stoked for this new aspect of the Powers of the Primes. The Optimal Optimus looks freaking awesome. I am so stoked for this. And then they have the Powers of the Prime Evolution. They have Optimus Prime, which looks like he got like a little bit of a reformat since we saw him in the episodes itself. You get he kind of has that G1 aesthetic, like he always does. But he's got a little bit of different detailing, a little bit more armored take to him. So, but I love this. It comes with the Matrix. It's got like a nice little backpack type thing because Prime, little Prime folds into big Prime armor. It's again, it's kind of like the Power Master setup. But I'm not hating it again. So it's really awesome. I'm loving the Optimus Primal, turning into Optimal Optimus. It's basically just the Optimal Optimus body shell. And then you put Primal in it and you don't have the little goofy missiles. You have an actual, blaster for Primal or for Optimal. The arm things aren't unseemly large. It looks like the CG model, and for that I am thankful. And then you get the Matrix of Leadership that goes in the chest piece, which is again awesome. So there's a lot going on with Transformers, and that's I guess the kind of fun thing to talk about with all of this. And of course we get more on the Power of the Primes. Machinima has put out a new poster for it, and it shows up Optimus Primal in a very Rage-style pose, ready for combat. And he's going to be voiced by Ron Perlman, which I'm kind of... I kind of wish Ron Perlman wasn't doing Optimus Primal's voice. I wish that we had Gary Chalk coming back, but... I guess beggars can't be choosers on that. It saddens me a little, honestly. But yeah, I'm loving everything we're getting as far as some of the Beast Wars material returning to the fold here. And it makes me very, very happy. And then we've got, of course... a leader class Optimus Primal that is going to be coming as well. We'll be getting a new Predaking, which is supposed to be like the biggest combiner they've ever made, which, again, awesome. I don't have a lot of money to buy any of these, but I still love the ability to window shop, and... it has me very excited. Another interesting thing that kind of transpired is they have seen fit that the Transformers movies are to be reset after the Bumblebee spinoff, which is almost logical for them to do at this point, I think, because we don't have all that much more room to go. And the films have been, although they've grossed a lot, they've sucked. Hasbro inked a deal with Paramount to create more content based on their IPs. A new G.I. Joe live-action film is already in the works, and the plan has been to make more Transformers films. Bumblebee will have the classic VW Bug. It looks like Bumblebee movie is going to be the first of the reset, so everything else is kind of going to be not the same. But it appears that he and the other Autobots will now be getting a different sort of makeover thereafter, after this, Bumblebee movie. They're saying that, the franchise is going to be reset following the release of Bumblebee. They also unveiled that upcoming film slate, which no longer lists any Transformers projects beyond this year's installment. Because remember they had, 6, 7, and 8 planned, and then they just kind of, it's been wiped from the slate. Probably because they want to move away from this aesthetic. They probably want to go with something that's closer to their Cyberverse and some of that style. Joining Bumblebee will be a new G.I. Joe film in 2020, probably to reset that universe, along with the Micronauts movie in 2020. And 2021, we're going to have Dungeons & Dragons and then a Paramount Hasbro event film. So we'll probably have the Transformers rejoining that universe. They're probably going to pull like the IDW, where everything's in this crowded universe, a la Marvel. So we'll see what happens as this goes on, but I do think it's kind of interesting that they've decided to scrap everything in the future and move on. It says that where they're going collectively, they want to pause, so for what's the next best story, and put a storyline around it, and you know that doesn't distract them. So I think it's kind of interesting. And then Free Comic Book Day, we're going to have Transformers Unicron episode or issue zero, which I'm a little interested because it shows a lot of the modern, ROM Space Knight with Transformers, with, you know, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and them on a ship, and they see Unicron trying to eat a planet, and they don't really know what it is. So yeah, it's a little crazy, but I'm loving the introduction of Unicron. Hasbro's also gotten a new trademark, the AllSpark distribution, which I have no idea what that is. Other than maybe it's their... Okay, it says description lists as entertainment services, namely production and distribution of movies, television series, online series, web episodes, and digital content. So it's basically Hasbro's production company that will market content with Paramount. So that kind of makes sense. I think that this will be fine. Hasbro is now at this point a fully fledged entertainment powerhouse. So they have a lot of subsidiary distribution companies. Like, they have Hasbro Studios for TV development, production, and distribution. AllSpark Pictures for movie. AllSpark Animation for animation. Boulder Media for animation. Backflip Studios for mobile games. So the only thing missing is like a music record label at this point. So a lot of change going on, in all of this. There is rumor that a new masterpiece, Optimus Prime, is on the way for the 35th anniversary. There's an image from Singapore from a fan group, Planet Iacon, with an image that shows just the crest and shoulder design art for the new G1 styled Optimus Prime figure, Masterpiece 3.0 or something else. Honestly, I don't really see what the point is in coming out with these massive amounts of Masterpiece Prime. I mean, we got the original one that came out the 25th anniversary or 20th anniversary, which I myself picked up. I'm actually selling mine on eBay right now. Never been played with, never been messed with. It's been a shelf unit. So it's the original diecast plastic Hasbro 20th anniversary Prime. So if you're interested in that, DM me on Twitter at SCP21, and I'll send you the link on eBay. Yeah, they've had that. They've had a couple of Masterpiece Primes that have come out since with different details, different sizing, MP10. They've had ones that come out with trailers. I mean, how many Optimus Primes do we honestly need Masterpiece figures for? We've gotten the majority of them at this point. So I think that it's kind of a bit repetitive on that. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the mother load of Transformers news that really needed to be covered, and I've managed to hit all of it in 14 minutes. That's a bit insane. So what are some topics you guys want to hear, or questions and things that you'd like to hear me talk about, flesh out in a future episode? Go ahead and post that in the website on the comments section and let me know, or on Facebook. So I really don't have anything else. I don't want to drag this episode on. I feel that it would be a disservice to this. However, I am selling a lot of, like I said, my eBay stuff. I've traded in a couple of books that were Transformers related. I've sold my Combiner Wars Megatron with the XT 008 or 1008 or whatever add-on pack recently on eBay. I'm selling my G2 Megatron. I'm selling my War for Cybertron Megatron. I'm selling my 30th anniversary Rat Trap Waspinator and the Universe Dinobot that came out shortly before that, as well as my masterpiece MP01 Optimus Prime. I'm keeping my MP whatever it is, Optimus Primal, and I'm selling my Transmetal 2 Dragon Megatron on eBay as well. The reason I'm getting rid of a lot of these is because, one, and this is the thing that kind of sucks as being a collector and not being a collector and not being one anymore, is I don't display anything anymore. I don't have anything out on my desk. I don't have anything on display. I don't have a display case. It's all gone. Plus, trying to more or less set a better example for my son than I had. Like, I just kind of... Than I created. I'm a person that kind of hoards things that I like, and then I just scatter them all over. So, I'm not displaying a lot of it. I'm going to keep my MP Optimus Primal MP32, which actually what's funny about it is it's the Takara Tomy Convoy Beast Wars figure, which I didn't realize that until now. I'm going to keep that for a while. I'm planning on getting a Megatron if that eventually comes out, but I'm trying to more or less save money at this point and recur costs that I've spent on things over the years, and some of it's worth more, some of it not so much. And I have some old Dreamwave comics, if anybody's interested in those, the G1 material, maybe some of the War Withins. So if anybody's interested in that, DM me as well. So until next time, transform and roll out. Hey, I decided after I said that, if anybody's still listening, a little rumor to pop up. Transformers Beast Wars, the lost episode Dark Glass, might be making a return very soon with the creators of the CG models, the rigs. We still have all the materials. We still have all the voiceover. Methinks it's going to be coming. These guys are adamant on working on it again, and they found some new software to make their job easier. So stay tuned. We may have details on this extraordinary example of fandom working to create an entire episode visually that will fit into the original Beast Wars series. So, stay tuned for that. Until next time, transform and roll out.
Yes.